Vikings leading tackler Chad Greenway joins us, the leading tackler for the last five seasons. How do you get that done every year?
Well, obviously not being injured is part of it. You know, being able to play a lot of these games and not having to sit out a majority of a season or something, that's really the biggest thing. Being put in position to make a lot of plays and a lot of tackles and just trying to sniff out the ball and find it every snap. I mean, the NFL to me is a game, but if you want to be good, you have to be consistent every week.
That's part of being a leader. I mean, you've really emerged on this team as a leader over the years. You're a first-round pick back in 2006. You eventually develop into a leader, right? And as you get to the end of the season, you have some ups and downs. The team probably, especially defensively, a lot of guys look to you in that role.
Well, I think as a guy who's been around now, you know, 7 years, as part of a young team now, you have to consider yourself as an older, elder statesman and a leader. And I think a lot of times I was just leading by example. Just say, hey, you know, this is how I think it should be done, you know, from the people who said it before me, EJ and Ben Lieber and guys that I learned from. And I think it's important for me now just to kind of push that on to the next group. And because we do have a young team, they're all impressionable in different ways. And I think now it's a time for me as a leader to maybe be more vocal. And we try to be that way, you know, try to be more vocal and just, you know, telling guys what isn't the right thing to be doing, you know. And I think our young guys have responded really well. You know, obviously we're struggling a little bit right now. We're 6-6, probably better than most people thought we'd be at this point. But, you know, we want to make a push for this playoffs, and we know it's still out there. And so that's our goals, and it's got to start this week.
Every season and every week there's a different message that leadership would want to deliver to the team. So you got into the ups and downs that we've had, and we're 6-6, but there's four games to go, so it's easy to feel down and out after losing two straight this late in the season. But for this team right now, what's the message that you think should be delivered to the guys to have them make a push to the playoffs?
I think when you get in a position like this where things are sort of a struggle, you know, a little bit, you see the heat that Ponder's taken in the media from his quarterback play, which that's his position, we understand, but it's hard on a guy, especially in the second year, and people forget that. I think what you have to do as a team, because this is the ultimate team game, is you say, you know what, the only thing that matters is playing for each other. And, you know, it may not always be pretty, you may not always win every game, but, you know, as long as you have each other's back, stay together, and just fight for everything you can get, you know, just fight for everything. Every snap, it's got to be a battle. And if you play for each other, you give yourself that, I guess, the only reason you need to play this game is to play for the respect of your teammates and your coaches and everybody in the organization. I think that's the approach you need to take and keep it that simple. And we all know how important these games are. And this, you know, it basically starts this week where we have to win them all to guarantee ourselves a spot. The only way you can look at it is say we got to fight for each other and stick together. And that's got to be the approach.
You know, we came out on the wrong end of the Green Bay game last week at Lambeau Field. But defensively, you guys held your own against a really good quarterback and an offense that when it's clicking on all cylinders is really good, but they weren't able to click on all cylinders. What were you guys doing well to kind of keep the team in that game for so long?
Well, we did a couple different things. I think obviously what the guys did up front and the defensive line, to constantly just push Aaron around, make a move. You know, when he's good out of the pocket, he displayed that, especially in that final drive in the fourth quarter. But, you know, you have to make him uneasy, make him move around, and you can't just let him sit back there and throw darts because he'll do it all day. And you know, we weren't able to take enough advantage of that. And we, you know, there's some critical situations that we weren't able to get off the field on third downs, and that ends up being the difference. We held our own, but, you know, sometimes it's just not good enough.
It seems like, in general, the defense's ability in coverage has been much improved this year.
Right.
A lot of times, even against Green Bay last week, Rodgers drops back to pass, looks and no one's open. He either scrambles for a few yards or throws it away.
Right.
That's a big improvement from last year. Why do you think there's been improvement?
Well, we're healthier in the back end. Our corners have remained healthy. Obviously, we lost Chris, but with Josh's emergence and AJ's emergence, I think it's been big for us to have that depth at corner to allow us to play different coverages. You know, we're able to play some man, we're able to play some four and two, and mix it in, where last year we were kind of really handcuffed with the injuries we had. Harrison, Mistral, and Jamarca have played extremely well from the safety position. I think it's been overlooked this year of how well they've played. We've given up some yards, but teams like that are going to get yards. That's, you know, it's more about giving up points.
There have been times in your career where you've made a bunch of the splash plays, and that was one thing you probably heard a lot last year was, yeah, a bunch of tackles, but no splash plays.
Right.
You just had a nice interception on Brandon Pettigrew and Matthew Stafford a couple weeks ago against Detroit. Is that something that's cognizant in your mind during games or during the week of preparation, or is it something that just happens during the game, right place, right time?
A lot of those times, you just weren't thinking about it. Things were just happening. And I think a lot of times when you overthink it and you put too much pressure on yourself, you you tend to play worse, you know, and it's not always going to be that easy. Just, you know, okay, I'm going to step in front of this pass and it's going to be a pick. I mean, you know, they know that what you're thinking too and how you're going to play, so they'll counteract what you're doing. You know, last year, I mean, there's a bunch of different scenarios that take place. You get a new contract, so I put a ton more pressure on myself to make more plays. Things weren't going well as a team. You know, so as those plays don't come, you kind of push and push and push and push, and eventually you realize, you know what, it just can't matter. You know, it doesn't matter what anybody else thinks. And then this year, with really the things that have gone on with my family and my father, I decided, you know, this football is what I love to do and is what I've always wanted to do. And I'm just not going to let any outside influence pressure me into doing something I think it's out of body. I'm going to go play the game the way I want to play it. I'm going to play the game as free and as happy as I can and have as much fun as I can, because that's when I play better anyways.
All right, so we have Chicago next, a game that we need. And Jay Cutler comes in, and he's got Brandon Marshall, and they got Matt Forte, a nice weapon. So they're going to come in here and probably throw the ball around a little bit. Are you looking forward to this matchup, and what's the key to playing Chicago?
Yeah, I mean, we're looking forward to it. I mean, you look back at the game a couple weeks ago, and we're just so close in so many ways of being all over that game. 28-10 isn't indicative of how that game was played. 3 points we gave up in the second half. And situational football, we weren't very good, but we know we're really close to being over the top. It's a game we have to win. So there's no way of looking at you as a losing situation. You have to win the game. So you think about it every way, how you're going to win it. And the only way we can do it is just playing together and impose our will on those guys.
It's amazing how much things change week to week.
Right.
So you guys go into Mall of America Field and beat Chicago and start the last quarter of the season 1-0. I mean, the way that the fans and even the team to some extent feels now, it'll be completely flipped if you can get that win, wouldn't it?
Right. You can win out, go 10-6, and you pretty much guarantee yourself a spot in the playoffs. And I think that's the way you have to look at it, is you have to win all four and you know, shoot for the stars, and hopefully you end up amongst them. You know, you got to shoot for that. We haven't finished a quarter 4-0 yet this year, so it's no better time than now. But, you know, you can't win all four without winning this one. So you have to start now and then get tough on the road for a couple weeks. But it's there. It's out there. You know, in a position we're in right now, we never thought we would be a year ago. And so we're grateful for that opportunity.